This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy to be here. Covino and Rich. And for Dan Patrick, CNR. I'm Steve Covino from Union, New Jersey. Putting it on the map.
Home of what?
Oh, Union, New Jersey. Home of the place. There's a bowling alley / strip club, right?
I don't know if it's still there. I think me and my friends closed it down.
What was it called?
Hot 22.
Yeah. By the way, we're in for Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
What are you a bigger fan of? The Danettes or Donuts?
Donuts?
Yeah. The little donuts?
I've never heard them called that. I thought they were called munchkins.
No, the little donuts. Your son eats them.
His son eats everything.
My son,
they're little donuts.
His son was eating a shoe.
The miniature donuts. The Hostess miniature donuts are called donuts.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know those. Yeah. I didn't know they were called that. Never dawned on me.
Little donuts.
You mean those ones I eat by the sleeve?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
The donuts. I know. I never realized they were called that. I'm not kidding you.
I just buy them at Ralph's because they're 2 for $5.
I thought they were mini powdered donuts.
My little son, Ben. You want another? Yes.
Well, I mean, for the sake of keeping a good image here at Fox Sports Radio.
I like donuts better.
The Danettes, yes, by far the Danettes. FoxSportsRadio.com, Covino and Rich. Check us out, Fox Sports Sunday, but we'll be live tomorrow, so join us again. I know you expected Dan Patrick, but we're trying to have fun today.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I said, I'm from New Jersey, Union, New Jersey, home of the late, great Ray Liotta.
That is true.
Chantix. Late, great Ray Liotta, who I saw, by the way, get inducted into the High School Hall of Fame. I was there when it happened during the Goodfellas days.
Oh, you were receiving your award for the Little League home run record, right?
No, I had the sit-up record. I did 63 sit-ups in 1 minute, but I had 47 farts. No one's broke the record.
Oh, yeah.
And my name's still on the banner in the gymnasium. My whole family was proud.
No matter how athletic you were in high school, is it fair to say that only the tiny kid or skinny kid could climb the rope really well?
Yeah, but
there was always a kid that was like 100 pounds soaking wet. He went
It goes back to the saying that abs on a skinny guy don't count.
Yeah, it's like boobs on a bigger woman.
Yeah.
Except, you know.
Well, I'm not saying that. You said that. Rich Davis said that. For the record.
What is up with Rich and all this today?
Yeah, well, hold on now.
He's the villain, man.
I'm not the villain.
You're the
villain. Come on.
You're the villain.
It's a fair statement.
Oh, okay.
A bigger woman who's.
Oh, man. He said it again.
Oh, my God.
He said it again. You're on Fox Sports Radio. What are you, crazy, man?
He's crazy.
I'm just saying.
Oh, bro.
It's like abs.
That was Rich, everybody.
Abs on a skinny guy.
Hold on. I hear people knocking at the door.
Oh, abs on a skinny guy. Are the same as whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, you hear about the guy that got suspended for having a cell phone?
By the way, so yeah, from Union, New Jersey, Ray Liotta,
yes,
Artie Lang, Robert Wool, and the Smarties Factory is in Union, New Jersey.
Smarties?
Yeah, you know they're listening. They sent us a nice little package.
Smarties.
Yeah, because I've been shouting out Union. Smarties. Rich Davis from Franklin Square, Long Island, puts the square in Franklin Square. That's Spotty from Scotch Plains. Elijah's here. Joel, Ricky, Dan Meyer.
Speaking of where we're from, East Coast, living on the West Coast.
Living out here in the mean streets of L.A.
If you're going to shout out Union, I'm a Long Island kid growing up. I lived in Brooklyn, lived in New York, now out here in Southern California. One of the things I miss most, obviously pizza. Bagels, food, family. Did I say family after pizza? I think I did.
It's okay.
Man!
It's the correct order.
Entenmann's. I know on the West Coast there's stores that have some treats, but if you're going to talk about spot donuts, like prepackaged stuff.
Donuts?
No, the only Entenmann's you could get outside of the East Coast is are like packaged, wrapped Entenmann's goods.
Yeah, like the little, individually wrapped things or some of the donuts, but
it's not the same.
If you grew up on the East Coast, Entenmann's, like crumb cake.
What about Tom Carvel, man? You don't get a lot of that here on the West Side. No, I mean, it's here, but you don't get a lot of it.
Not really much good soft serve ice cream. Like, honestly, half the time, the closest soft serve is like a McDonald's. It's all about Froyo.
Yeah. And out here, we get breakfast burritos. On the East Coast, you get Taylor ham sandwiches. So, wherever you are, if you're in between, thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have a great Wednesday. Little sports, little nonsense.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, SPK?
Salt, pepper, ketchup, of course.
That's code.
Before we
on the
talk
East Coast.
About Rodolfo Castro, because I want to talk about this bozo. Let's talk to Mitch. 877-99 on Fox. If there's anything you want to talk about, 877-99 on Fox.
What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's poppin', Steve?
Hey.
Rich,
thanks
for taking my call.
No problem, man.
Hey, what about these Dodgers? Now we're talking dynasty. And if Cody's been picking it up, and Joey Gallo especially, if Joey Gallo turns around, too bad on those Yankees, man. I just want to see that long ball. I think we're seeing a newer version of Frank Howard.
Hey, man, I'll tell you this.
And he can play a good center field.
As a Yankees fan, I just knew that Gallo would go there and turn it around.
Yeah.
We all knew he was better than that. It just wasn't working. Sure enough, he goes back to back and belly to belly with, I believe, Mookie Betts yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, Gallo hit his third bomb with the Dodgers. He's seeming to turn it around. He seems to turn it around.
He's seemingly turning.
He seems to be turning it around.
That's the take.
In L.A., and it's working for him. People are cheering him on. We've made this point. I don't want to make it again, but booing is a part of the game. We get that. But it seems more counterproductive than ever for a player to be booed at his own home stadium. Like what used to work for the Yankees.
Covino stinks!
Yeah, but it's counterproductive. It's a different younger man.
Who's the Guido from Union?
Stop, I'm in my head now.
I hate him.
Stop, now I'm trying to.
Boo.
Now I'm overthinking. Leave me alone.
This guy. Put on anyone. Gottlieb, Cowherd. Get this guy out of here.
Guys, how can I ever be my best if you continue to boo me?
I know. That's the Aaron Hicks story. That's the...
You're a bum. So what happens? Joey Gallo says, look, man, I can't be me. I'm being booed every minute at home. I get it if you're being booed by the opposing fans, but at home... So he goes to L.A., people cheer him on,
he's starting to find a stroke,
and he's hitting home runs. And that's going to help, I'm telling you, that's going to help the Dodgers in a big, big way.
Aaron Hicks has
They're
the
rallying
same story.
Around him.
Your boy Aaron Hicks also said that, the booze ain't fun.
Yeah, more so than ever. It's a different cat. It's a different young man. They don't like that.
Well,
it's counterproductive.
Again.
It used to work, but it doesn't work. And I'll tell you, to answer Mitch's question, a team needs something to rally around, right? Yeah. And a team feeds off chemistry. And when you get that chemistry, it's a beautiful thing to watch. But chemistry doesn't last, as you can see with the Yankees right now.
Yeah.
It comes and goes.
And the you know what?
They're rooting for Gallo. They know what he went through. So if the team could rally around this guy hitting bombs, and then bombs become contagious, the Dodgers are just another thing to feed off of, and it's going to work for them.
Well, the Dodgers, first team to 80 wins in Major League Baseball. Yeah. And the truth is, Covino, these grown men not only have to deal with the booze.
They're young men.
Yeah, they're young men.
They're young men, not too far removed from their little league days. And these little kids, they don't handle booing the same way that generations before did. No one ever liked it.
To reiterate something we said days ago, just to wrap this up, it really is extra levels of what people deal with now, right? Like, you used to get booed at the stadium. Like you said, the kid that was picked on at school. Why is bullying such an issue? Because it doesn't stop at school. You're not just getting your books knocked out of your hand. You're being made fun of on social media. These players have to be booed in the batter's box. Boo, you stink! And then they go on social media and there's memes about how terrible they are. And they have to watch Twitter feedback all day about how they stink. So, hey, Gallo got a fresh start. And like I said, first team to 80 wins. And coincidentally, I wonder what the odds in Vegas were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you bet the Dodgers, Mets, Astros, and Yankees all to lose.
What a coincidence.
Imagine you parlayed those four losses. Been a nice payday. All right, let's take a couple baseball phone calls, and then we'll talk about this guy who got suspended for his phone falling out of his pocket.
Yeah, Pirate Rodolfo Castro.
Rodolfo.
Thoughts on that? Let's talk to Taylor in Maryland. You're on the Covino and Rich Show and for Dan Patrick.
What's up, Taylor?
Hey, guys. Just want to say I appreciate you guys and everything that you do. But I just wanted to talk to you guys about the Yankees. I don't know. Do you guys think it's them trading Jordan Montgomery that messed up the chemistry? Because I felt like he was a pretty big part. Or do you feel like
I don't.
The Michael King injury?
I would say King was more impactful. He was, huge out of the bullpen. As they were saying, he was playing wiffle ball out there. He really was. The movement he had, the swag he had, the numbers he had, he solidified that bullpen and the game for the Yankees. Montgomery, just 8 innings. And I believe that was a really bad move, but not the reason. They were sliding. The slide began before they got rid of Jordan Montgomery. Even though I do agree that was just a questionable move for a guy who was pretty solid in the rotation. But the reasoning was they didn't see him in the rotation come playoff time.
Well, so to show you how cold the Yankees are,
I can tell you how
I'm
cold
pretty
they are.
Sure they were the first
They're
team in baseball.
And 3-11 in August.
They were the first team in baseball, I believe, to 50 wins, 60 wins, 70 wins.
Yeah.
And now they have 72 wins and they have the fourth best record in Major League Baseball.
Worst record in baseball in August. It's the first time since 2005 where they've lost 5 straight series.
Yeah.
And prior to that, they only lost 5 series out of the previous 31.
Well, I hate
That's
to say
how
it to
bad
you.
They are. Like, but again, they're going to be fine. I get it. But you have to remember how good they were and how terrible. They lost their way. They're like the puppy who lost their way.
You go out there and you find that dog.
And it's kind of hard to put your finger on.
Who lost his way.
I think it's a matter of Stanton's out of the lineup.
Yeah, listen, things happen to a team over a 162-game schedule, and I think the Yankees will be fine. And I think,
I agree.
Sadly enough for you, I think more people are getting some type of joy. Because I'm not a Yankees fan, and most people aren't. I know you are.
It's a real story.
Hey,
though.
27 rings of Yankees. People love that the Yankees were like 40 games over 500, and now they can't win. It just shows how sports.
They can't score. They can't hit.
Sports. It just shows that, hey, just like that, a team could be unbeatable.
Too many times we think that it'll be fine. I'm a drama person, and I think too many times we think they'll get. Did we ever think that Shaq and Kobe I mean, look at the Nets last season. Do we think?
Yeah, it never got better.
Something's wrong with the Yankees. There's something going on.
Yeah. You're so
somebody
right.
Didn't slept with somebody's wife.
You're so right. Because the chemistry disappeared. I know it can't remain the same way all season long, and there's ups and downs, but it is like it disappeared, man.
I'm going to do an investigation, Joel. All right, who slept with whose wife?
They went from,
tell Becky stop
you?
Calling me.
Unbeatable to unbearable to watch. It's like it's torturous. Well, and Joel makes a really good point. We have this belief. I know you're thinking Rocky IV.
You have this belief that you are so very, very good and we are so very, very bad.
We have this belief that, things can turn around. Oh, they're going to turn around. Then sometimes they just don't turn around.
You know what I thought last year?
Uh-oh.
Joel's right, because last year he said the Nets, for me, all year last year, I was like, all right, it's just a matter of time. LeBron and Russ and these guys, they'll turn around.
I'll give you a classic example.
I kept thinking, the Lakers will – I not only thought the Lakers would finish and make the playoffs, I was like, oh, they'll be over 500. They'll get hot. And it just never happened.
Here's a great example.
Like, sometimes it just doesn't happen.
It's like watching Mike Tyson, even from today's perspective, watching Mike Tyson versus Buster Douglas. Even now.
If you watch that fight.
You're like, he'll turn it around. Oh, he's going to turn it around. And then, before you know it, no. Buster Douglas is just whooping his ass the whole time.
Oh, you know what it's like?
In the late 1900s in Tokyo, and I could have sworn I was going to turn it around, but it's Tower's impetuous. Buster Douglas is a beautiful man. He's a wonderful man.
He is.
He's a wonderful man. I'm just not that man anymore.
I know when you felt that way recently.
When? But the point was, he never turned it around.
You think it's going to turn around.
Yeah,
you're right.
You think
the Yankees,
it's going to turn
around. Lakers, you always assume they'll turn around. And you know what? Sometimes they do, of course, right? An NFL team that's good starts out like last year. When the Chiefs were under 500, I think they were 3-4 or 2-4. And I'm like, no, they'll be fine. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they are the puppy that lost their way and they don't find their
That's
way.
That's the Yankees right now.
You probably felt that way the last time you saw Canelo fight.
I did.
He got beat.
Bible.
But the first couple.
Oh, he's going to come back. You nailed it. Absolutely.
Oh, Canelo Alvarez isn't going to lose. He's only lost once to Mayweather 10 years ago.
He's just toying with him right now. Yeah, you'll see. You'll see.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
next thing you know, it gets late early, and he never came back.
Then you start doing the math, and you're like, it's like 6 rounds to 1. Yeah. He may not.
That's a great, great example.
Rich would turn it off right now.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm over. Done. Turn it off. Turn off the game or fight.
And by the way, just a reminder, Canelo trying to redeem himself next month against Triple G. Drama show. Hey, Joel, you like drama? Drama show. Mexican style. Triple G. Gennady Golovkin.
The most unassuming.
Yeah.
Kazakhstanian, it's him and Borat, right, from Kazakhstan?
Yes, but to bring it back to what Taylor was saying, I think it's when King left, but also you have to look at the record too when Gallo left. The Dodgers have been winning, Yankees have been losing. You know, you messed with the chemistry. I don't know if that's the reason. There was a lot of people saying Joey Gallo's killing the Yanks, right? And then there was an argument saying, the counter argument was, is he really? Look at their record.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe even though he was struggling, he was a part of that team that they rallied against. They were picking up. They were playing for. Who knows? Who knows? But when you remove certain players, there's going to be a result. So far, it hasn't worked.
Kavino, you name the team, and there's a member of that team that's the glue that holds it together. There's the, as Reggie Jackson would say,
the straw that stirs the drink.
The straw stirs the drink.
I was going to say, I must kill the queen.
He did say that too.
I didn't know what to say.
I must kill the queen.
I didn't know what line you were looking
for. Like Reggie
for.
Jackson said, I must kill the queen. But, you could argue crosstown, the Mets, right? When Max Scherzer is even present in that dugout, you see him talking to Buck Showalter. The whole game, he's talking to other pitchers. You see him always holding a baseball and analyzing things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a guy's presence just means a lot. And that's just not baseball. That's every sport. Sometimes a guy's, not with the team traveling, and you can tell that just his vibe, his presence is missing.
So talking a little chemistry, a little baseball here on the Covino and Rich Show, and that continues with this story about Rodolfo Castro, who was suspended for one game when his cell phone popped out of his pocket, sliding into third. Your thoughts on that? Think about it.
Well, let me take a look at the video, because I may judge him more. Is it an iPhone or an Android?
I'm pretty sure it was an iPhone.
It was a big one.
Yeah. Okay. His tablet fell out of his back pocket.
All right, well, we'll get to that and more next. Covino and Rich. And for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio. Now, real quick, Mercedes. Which, by the way, maybe I got to look at Mercedes today. Remember I told you I went to like six car dealerships yesterday? Mm-hmm. Mercedes, let's step it up. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. We got more next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW. And take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
All right, Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio in for Dan Patrick.
And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover you could redeem your rewards for cash money.
Can the Yankees redeem their rewards for a win?
Oh, so bad. In any amount, at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Again, Covino and Rich. It is time for Yankee fans to panic because they might not turn it around. Turn around
every now and then.
They might not. They might not. Joel, you're right. You're so right about that. I wish you were wrong. I'm a Yankees fan, but I'm telling you, they're that bad. Well, I'm a Yankees fan. Rich is a Mets guy. Again, we're from the East
Coast.
It
could change in a minute.
Oh, it can. But they, you know, have lost a lot of key parts, like Matt Carpenter having the dream season, broke his foot. Like, they just hit a bad luck streak all of a sudden, lost that chemistry, and now it's, I mean, it's bad. It's bad, Pee-wee. It's real bad. Speaking of baseball, I hope all your teams win. I hope you have a great Wednesday. We've had a fun week. We'll be live again tomorrow. Let's talk about this clown, not Antonio Brown.
Oh, before you do, let me ask you real quick. You talk about Giancarlo being out and Montgomery traded, and it's, you know, changes that contribute to the Yankees struggling.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees struggling.
Nobody cares about the Yankees struggling. I want to kiss you. That's my Joe Namath.
Every time
impression.
Someone says struggling,
I want to kiss
struggling.
You.
I can't hear the word struggling without picturing Joe Namath.
Struggling.
Struggling.
The Dodgers, who have won 80 games, is it really like, who cares that Walker Bueller is out for the year? Is that like a concern for any Dodgers fan? Are they just rolling so much?
That's why they're rallying around Joey Gallo. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it takes the attention off of that. And like, yeah, man, they're bringing it.
Can
dude.
I give you my...
so many good teams.
Can I give you my unwarranted, mild sauce hot take?
Sure.
About the Dodgers? They have by far the best record in baseball. In fact, I'm pretty sure they're 6 games better than anyone else. But I think come playoff time, when you're talking about a 5 or 7-game series, you could say all day, dude, they have 80 wins. They are 6 games better than any other team in baseball. They're probably going to win 115. But I don't trust their pitching. Even though Gonsolin and Anderson and these guys are all like 13-1 and 12-2. I don't trust that pitching up against not just the Mets. I don't trust that pitching against the Braves. If look at the Braves, right? If Strider, Morton, if these guys are pitching the way they're capable of pitching, Max Fried, I like Atlanta's pitching lined up against the Dodgers. I just think the Dodgers are a team.
Rich
that
is just trying to play out how the Mets are going to fit into this.
How could
they? Because there's lots of great teams.
Yeah, but I don't like
lots
them.
Of
I don't
great
like,
pitching.
I don't like the Braves. But if I told you,
hey, look,
if I told you right
the
now,
the Dodgers may have the best record in baseball, but the Mets have the hottest record in baseball. That song "Narcos" by the Blaster Jacks. Ra da da da, ra da da da, ra da da da, da 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 da. That is hot, bro. That's a hot record, bro.
Yo, Joel, if you could hit me up with that,
oh, you know what? That's a great way to get everybody fired up midweek. It's called Narco or Narcos.
Narco by
Narcos
Blaster
by
Jacks.
Blaster Jacks. It's the Edwin Diaz entrance song. It's the hottest record in baseball.
And can you believe, of all people, Papelbon had the huevos to say that
that's a side story, yeah.
That his entrance when he played for Boston was better than Mo Rivera. Yeah.
Tell that nose picker to beat it.
Or Edwin Diaz?
Yeah, get out of here.
Tell that nose picker Papelbon to beat it.
He's not even in the conversation.
I'll back you up on that. But
sorry, New England fans. Sorry,
and
Boston.
And by the way, sorry, Dodgers fans. I'll back up even the Braves. If you told me Morton after watching him pitch last night. And even Strider, the young kid. I really think that there's something there more than that, what seems to be unbeatable Dodgers pitching that I just can't feel in a big game. If I was like, yo, Covino, who you loving? Gonsolin?
Do you want me to just tell you that there's no duo like Scherzer and DeGrom? Because there really isn't.
I'm not like your girlfriend or wife wanting you to just tell me what I want to hear.
You do want to hear that. And it's true.
All right, but if I
can't match anyone up to those two guys. They're that good.
So while the Dodgers have 80 wins, and they could very well stroll all the way to the World Series and win it, I would not be surprised.
The
I would
Mets
not
have
be
Scherzer
surprised.
And DeGrom and the hottest record in baseball, which is Blaster Jacks.
Narco.
Yeah, trumpets are in right now.
Now,
you know what? I'm thinking about putting down my guitar and picking up the trumpet again.
You should.
Like I played in fifth grade.
If I told you, though, hey, we're looking at a divisional round, and it's Max Fried, Morton, and Strider versus Gonsolin, Anderson, and we don't even know what Kershaw's status is going to be. And he hasn't always been lights out in the playoffs, no matter how good their record is. Yo, Ricky, you a Dodgers guy or what?
Yeah.
You could tell me I'm wrong, do you feel that confident in those pitchers?
I'm more scared of the Mets staff when we meet you in the NLCS.
That's all he wants to hear, Ricky. Thanks. That's all Rich. Rich is like compliment fishing right now.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't forget, we're getting Dustin May back.
That is true. Oh, crank the Blaster Jacks.
Yeah, this is the hottest record in baseball by far. Forget about what the Dodgers are up to right now. The hottest record in baseball is definitely the entrance song for Edwin Diaz. The crowd's going nuts.
And it almost feels dirty that Contreras on the Braves uses this.
This is powerful.
How dare you
as
talk.
His walk-up song.
Does he really? I didn't even know that. It's disrespectful. Disrespectful.
Trumpets are playing.
Did you me over the trumpets?
Yeah.
Okay. How dare you?
You got shooshed.
Man.
I'll tell you what. This is a very powerful way to start your Wednesday. I think everybody should go to work while playing this song.
Well, if you look on TikTok, I'm going to do it today. I'll post it at Covino and Rich.
Don't overpromise.
No, I did. My wife recorded it last night. I just haven't posted it.
Oh.
It's called the Edwin.
So you just lied to everybody.
No, I'm going
to
do it today.
You already did it.
No, but I may do it again because my wife had a better idea. It's the Edwin Diaz challenges. You either, it's like you going to work or, I don't know, going to do some chores around the house. Some guys have done videos of them going to cook on the grill, but you slowly jog out to what you're doing to the Edwin Diaz theme song.
All right. Well, sweeping the nation right now because the pitching's that good. So I wouldn't worry about a thing if I were you. Rich, again, the Mets fan, but the Dodgers, you know, they lost, but, you know, they're playing around Joey Gallo, as we discussed.
The Braves look good, man. The Braves look good. They just won two in a row against the Mets, so today you got to say, is this where Max Scherzer stops the bleeding today? Is that why you have an ace like him when you lose a couple in a row versus a rival? You throw Max on the mound?
Again, are you just fishing for me to tell you what you already know? Yes, Max Scherzer is an amazing pitcher. He's going to stop the bleeding.
Thanks, buddy.
He's the best.
All right.
Are you a fan of his blue eye or his brown eye?
I'm much bigger fan of his brown eye.
Sure about that?
All right.
I can't get enough of his brown eye.
Yeah.
It's distracting to me. Yeah. But yes,
I saw him in the dugout. He must have had some allergies because I saw him scratching his brown eye.
I heard Keith Hernandez say that.
I know. I wonder if he knows what he's saying.
All right. So here, I wanted to ask you a question.
Phone guy?
Rodolfo Castro. Sliding into third.
Head first.
Was he sliding head first into someone's DMs or into third base?
Into third base.
Yes, is the answer.
Castro, 23-year-old rookie, and what a rookie move. Received a one-game suspension, which he's appealing for violating the league's policy against bringing unapproved electronics to the field.
Yeah, you can't bring a Game Boy or a... or what else?
Can't bring your Game Boy?
It's cool in the dugout. He just...
Can you bring it?
You can't bring it to the dugout either, right?
No, you can't bring your phone anywhere. That's
now,
why...
The backstory is this, though. You know the oven mitts that... I don't know. I think they're called oven mitts. You know the oven mitts that people wear on the base paths?
Yeah.
The story goes, hey, look, guys, I meant no disrespect. I just want MLB to know, according to Rodolfo Castro, that I thought I put the oven mitt. I was making brownies before the game. And I put the oven mitt in my back pocket, totally forgetting that I had the cell phone there. So that's his reasoning,
I believe,
I'll accept that.
I believe Fernando Tatis more, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, okay.
Because Rodolfo is a young dude who I know where my phone is 24/7. My phone's 1 foot away from me, in front of me.
Now, I'm always protecting mine, too. Like, these I don't want guys, anyone looking. You know why, though? I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm just protecting my Tita's precious recipes.
Oh, is that what you tell?
They're stored on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm not trying to like hide anything. I'm not shady.
Let me see your phone.
No. I got it.
Hiding grandma's recipes.
Protecting my grandma's precious
by
recipes.
By the way, yeah, that's a note to every dude that doesn't want someone looking at their phone. Just say you're hiding grandma's recipes. Yeah.
I'm not giving away my Tita's refried beans recipe.
She had the best taquitos in the game.
Yeah, I'm not giving away her secrets.
So
you're out of your mind.
It seemed to me that he knew something. He was in some kind of trouble when he tried to hand it.
Dude, even yeah,
he tried
the,
to hand
the
it to the third base coach.
But the
right?
umpire even was like, yeah, all right, buddy. Phone comes flying out. Like, that was embarrassing because we weren't used to seeing that. I don't think we've ever seen it before.
I saw it. Look, if you zoom in,
but I'm telling
it's,
you.
It's open to Bumble. The dude was swiping in
yeah,
between
see?
Innings.
He was swiping between innings.
He was on Tinder.
We know what's going on.
He was on Tinder.
He was doing the scroll, man. He was scrolling at butt cheeks probably mid-inning. Yeah. And, you know, you can't do that during the game.
I'll be honest.
So I really think the MLB was light on the suspension because, to me, you set the precedence. Although I do believe him and his oven mitt story and all that, and I get, like, sometimes you forget.
You feel a phone in your pocket, though.
Yeah, Rich is saying you don't. Rich isn't buying that. Rich believes Tatis, but not that, which is odd. But I think even if you believe him and he has an excuse and has a reason, you have to use him as an example, as the example.
And one game's like, not harsh.
Because I'll tell you what's the next step? He slid into third. He stands up, takes a selfie. He goes viral and gets millions of people on his social media.
That'd be funny for baseball.
Right. Like, but, you know, that's what's going to happen next if you don't take a stand. If you don't set the precedent. I think you turn that one game. And by the way, he got fined. I'm not sure how much, but it was a one game suspension and a fine. I think it should have been at least a minimum 3-game suspension.
Oh, give me a break.
Only to set the precedent,
I think,
dude.
One game is fine. The dude had a cell phone.
Let me tell you,
cheating.
A one game suspension tells the rest of the league, hey, man, well, one game, I'll take a selfie on second. Nobody's done it before. I'll take a selfie at third.
There's no wild personalities
in
baseball.
I'll go viral and get
these. Now you're just talking stupid. Name a guy in Major League Baseball that's going to take out his phone and do a selfie.
You set the precedent.
People get criticized for bad flips.
MLB had the opportunity. Electronics and sports against the policy of MLB is a big deal. We learned this with the Astros.
When I saw the phone flop out, I knew that there's no devices allowed in a dugout.
Don't
so
be
my,
trouble.
My first thought was, you know, this dude's in trouble. I thought it might be a little fine. Hey, and one game suspension, I think it might be perfect. If anything, too much, a fine. What are you going to do? The guy had his iPhone in his back pocket. What, do you want to suspend him a month?
No.
Multiple games?
3 games
okay,
a month.
You're a little
I said
harsh
three
there,
games
commissioner.
To set a precedent, bozo. Think about it. Think about it. To let the rest of the young players in
the
league know,
it.
Like, hey, this is the big leagues. This is MLB. And we don't take kindly to your antics. Leave the phone in the locker room. This is how it is. This is Major League Baseball.
On the real tip, though, honestly, if you're a player and have a phone in the dugout, imagine all the swiping you would do if you were single. Think of all 40,000 people in a stadium. If you were live in proximity.
Right.
If you were on Tinder or Bumble or something and you're swiping and all the women in the crowd like, oh my God, is it really him? Is it Rodolfo?
0.1 mile away.
Exactly.
0.1.
Oh my God, it is him.
3 rows back.
Oh my God, the booty options.
Yeah, you think they're doing curtain calls. They're looking for that girl who they swipe left on.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah, imagine in between innings, she's like, I'm in section 102. He's like, yo, what's up?
Exactly. So this is, again, why you need to set the precedent. I do believe him, and I do believe mistakes happen.
Oh, look, he has his watch on, too. Did he get his steps in?
To ensure that this doesn't happen again, they should have took a stronger stance. So that's the update. Right. What are your thoughts on that? Again, 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. It's a violation of policy. It's electronics on the field. It's a no-no in the game.
No.
They had an opportunity, and they blew it! So we'll take your feedback on that.
All right. You know, I know someone on line one wanted to talk some Deshaun Watson. I know you'd rather talk about Randy Watson.
I'm a bigger fan, to be honest.
Sexual chocolate. So let's talk to Eric real quick. And then before we get out of here today, I saw they released some MVP odds in the world of football. And there's a couple that I think are worth a look. Maybe a little bet to be made before the season starts. Eric, you're on. Kavino and Rich, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
I love the show. Glad to hear you earlier on in the day.
Thanks, man.
Listen, I had just a thought. It's been in my head, and I wanted to share it with you guys. You know, everyone's talking about all of the things that are going on with Deshaun Watson and him coming back to football and when it's going to be. And, you know, no one's really talking about how he's going to play at all. You know, he hasn't played football in over a year. And, you know, there's a good possibility he's just going to be awful when he comes back.
Well,
and
we did talk about it this past weekend when he had a bad little streak going on.
Yeah, he was 1-for-7 in his
debut.
That was
the story.
And he wasn't...
If he played well, he could have took some of the heat off the story, but he played bad, and, you know, that becomes the story.
One series in the preseason doesn't tell the story, but Eric, you're right, though, and I appreciate your call. People are hung up on, let's be honest, the more important real-life stuff where Deshaun Watson did some creepy stuff. But
he's got some ring rust, man.
But let's be honest, he has not played in a long time, and the Cleveland Browns took a risk on every level. The off-the-field issues plus, this guy hasn't played in a minute. We hope he's the same guy. So, hey, we'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson before you know it.
I don't hope anything for that guy, to be honest.
I believe
where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't think he's a terrible guy, but he's a shady guy.
I know.
Covino mentioned it earlier. It's like, I mean, Baker Mayfield, they let you go for their girlfriend who's still locked up.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, and you sort of got dumped. Meanwhile, you were the Baker Mayfield, whether you like him or not, was the best thing that happened to Cleveland in decades.
He made them must-watch TV.
They were very quick to be like, yo, Baker, we know we won one game in the two seasons before you were here, but later we got, like, the hotter chick.
They went for the
hotter chick is troubled, though.
Yeah.
The hotter chick is troubled.
Life after lockup.
All right, more Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, Get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I told you, Rich, I'm thinking about putting down my guitar and dusting off my trumpet because the trumpet rage of 2022.
It is true.
In the reggaeton world. It's not just Narcos by the Blaster Jacks and Edwin Diaz. It's Pepas. This is the one that started it. I'd hear it at the fights every week and I'd hear it. This one. Oh, yeah, and then the trumpets kick in. This is the jam right here. If you watch any fight, if you watch Anthony Joshua, Usyk, especially Canelo, Triple G next month, if Canelo's fighting, you're going to hear this song in the background.
Two things I always notice.
The trumpets?
The trumpets and the ring card girls.
Oh, yeah. I watch so many fights, I recognize the ring card girls.
The Tecate girls?
Yeah, yes.
It's always the Tecate girls.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, welcome to Kavino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick. The number's 877-99 on Fox. I know we don't have much time left. I said I did want to get to some NFL MVP thoughts. So, you know, let's do that tomorrow. Because I have one dumber question to end today's show with.
Perfect.
I know you love dumb questions.
Yes.
How do
we
I say
are the worldwide leaders of nonsense, Kavino and Rich.
Earlier in the week, we talked about gym etiquette. Yesterday, we talked about the gym. People bringing ring lights and doing selfies at the gym.
As Spot always says, is it a workout bench or a text bench?
Yeah. Text bench these days.
I'm wondering if this is a generational thing. Hear me out. You know how you see a mustache on a guy now, and it's usually ironic, but back in the day, it was serious? Back in the day, like dad rocked up.
Have you seen my dad?
Your dad.
It's still serious.
But I'm saying our parents and other generations rocked a mustache.
When I was little, I was confused.
For real.
I thought Ron Guidry was my dad. And then I saw Dennis Eckersley. I'm like, wait, is that my dad?
Then you saw Ravishing Rick Rude.
I'm like, my dad's a wrestler now on steroids? My dad looks like a version of all of them. He looked like Snyder. He still does from One Day at a Time. He looks like Father Guido Sarducci. Still has that mustache.
These are all great descriptions of Kavino's dad.
My dad looks like...
All very great dated references.
He looks like Yanni.
Live at the Acropolis. Live,
yeah. He had that long hair, too.
So my analogy is, some things go away, right? Like,
yeah.
I wonder if the mustache will ever come back in a non-ironic way. Like, now a hipster will have a mustache, but it's more like, yeah, I'm rocking a mullet and a mustache, and it's more done out of throwback irony.
Sometimes you wonder. It depends who rocks it. Some people rock it and own it more than others.
You know, another thing that I don't think
like
will
Matt
ever.
Matt Carpenter looked, he actually looked handsome with a mustache.
Well, that's because he couldn't rock stubble because of the Yankees rules.
But I don't think it was ironic. I mean, he had to, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have that ironic look to it.
Something else that may never come back just because of, you know, times change. Body hair on women. Like, I think like the idea of, how do I say it? I'm saying it kindly. Like some, you know, like trends change.
Oh, like your aunt with her mustache? Is that what you're talking about?
No,
what are you talking about?
Well, my question goes to the gym because you go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
any sports club, 24-hour, Crunch, Equinox, no matter what the level of the gym.
More about Nestle's Crunch.
More about Captain Crunch.
Mmm, soggies.
Mmm, soggies.
You go to the gym.
Captain Crunch sounds like John Sterling, the Yankees announcer.
It is high. It is far. It is crunch berries.
Crunch berries.
See, I told you.
Soggies.
Told you, right? Flowed perfectly.
A-Rod hit an A-bomb. Soggies.
See?
Yeah.
Same delivery.
You go to any gym, and for some reason, old guys just love walking around naked. And old guys love using the hair dryer to dry parts of their body.
Yes.
Is this a generational thing? Because I can't imagine any young 20, 30, 40-year-old dude using the hair dryer on their huevos and walking around just bouncing around.
Do you want to be the guy to bring it back? Is that what you're saying?
I'm bringing it back.
You know what's funny? No, it's like I think every person listening had that epiphany. Like, there's an old guy using a hair dryer to dry his huevos at the gym.
And then
you think you're the only guy that witnessed this crazy, like, I think I saw Bigfoot. Like, I can't believe what I just saw.
I've seen dudes, and then I saw an old guy doing the Captain Morgan. He had one foot up
dude,
with the hair dryer.
All have. That's the thing. It's like, then you realize, wait, you saw that too? Oh my God, you saw that too? Then you realize that's just what old people do at the gym. Oh,
I think old leg up Larry.
Good old days.
Yeah, but I also, it's also a little suspect too, because
let's bring those back.
They also just strut around like they're hanging around way too long. Like, I'm there to get in and out. Like, what's with the hanging out?
And it's not a matter of insecurity or weirdness. It's just a matter of
everybody.
It's just a matter of if you were to change, and let's say you were changing your boxer briefs, you would take them off pretty quickly and put the new pair on. These guys are like, ta-da!
You know what it is, though? All right, so I get what you're saying. Will we ever get to that point of old age where we're liberated and we just don't care?
Well, yeah. Is it? Are we going to get there one day? Are we going to get there one day? Or
no?
Are the younger generation never going to have to experience that because we'll be the old guys then? And we'll say things like, back in our day, old guys used to just junk everyone.
That's what it is. Here's what I think. I think that they came up in a generation where they had gym class and they would all shower together, and that's just the way it was, right?
Yeah.
Where we didn't, for the most part. Even like at high school football, we had a field house. I mean, some of us wore our tighty whities in the shower, you know? Some people didn't, but it still wasn't the norm to be there, junk out, showering, and doing that sort of thing.
Well, just know that
older generations did. So I assume that if there's an old guy doing that, he's just of that generation. I don't think you turn into an old guy and then that happens. Like, I don't think we'll ever get there is the point.
All right, well, just know that you're not the only one if you go to the local gym and you're like, why are the old guys inappropriate? It's everyone. All right. Let's say hi to Jay real quick. He's on hold. I know we only have 1 minute, but Jay in North Carolina.
Real quick, Jay.
What's up, bud? Jay.
Let's try this again. Real quick.
Oh, Jay. Oh, he panicked.
He scared him. He's like, oh, man, I ain't got time.
He said he wanted to talk. He said, thanks for talking some MLB today. Well, we're big baseball guys. I'm even a bigger football fan, but we're not there. We're not there yet. I can't get excited about preseason.
Also
I just
a big
can't.
Little League fan, so I hope that kid does better. Eastern Oliverson. Out of Utah Little League, and I believe the tournament starts today. So enjoy your Little League World Series and enjoy our Patreon, Covino and Rich, and enjoy us tomorrow morning. We'll be on tomorrow again for the completion of the Dan Patrick hat trick.
Can't wait.
Our third show's tomorrow morning, so wake up with us.
Anything you guys miss, at Covino and Rich, follow us on social media. We'll hit you back. Been a pleasure filling in for Dan Patrick. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Bye.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.